And it's just about 8:50, time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. Joining us with our pre-opening report, Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Export sales reports are delayed until tomorrow due to Monday's President's Day, but the U.S. Census Bureau reported the January 2007 soybean crush this morning at 156.92 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Brian Maple of F.C. Stone and Company. Early calls for cash hog prices today are mixed, with steady to firm expectations seen in the Western Corn Belt, while most sources in the Eastern Corn Belt predict prices to be under pressure. Terminals are called steady to lower, with tops from $43 to $45. Peoria called steady to weak today, with a top price of $43. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, February 21st, negotiated swine purchases were $10,103. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $54.50 to $64.87, the weighted average $61.85, a loss of $1.75 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.29 to $50, the weighted average $48.96. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $10,030. The base price range was $54.25 to $68, the weighted average $63.74, a loss of $1.20 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.55 to $50.18, and the weighted average was $49.39.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we'll take a look at the Midwest Corn Belt weather first because, the weather's been changeable lately. So even though we're not really growing a lot of crops out there at the moment, it's still worth noting some things about the weather. And first of all, we'll have mainly sunny and windy conditions across the Midwest Corn Belt today. The snowpack will continue to melt. Already in west central and southern Illinois and southern Indiana, the snow is gone. And essentially, once you get south of about the Mattoon-Charleston area, you really lose the snowpack rather quickly. But outside in the open areas here at WILL, we are starting the day with still about 7 inches of snow. So that's a significant amount on the ground that will continue to aid in the cooling of the air above. So that's one factor that's still out there right now. But we will be seeing the snowpack continue to melt, and I think by the time we get to the weekend and we start to get some rain in here, we'll lose all but the big piles of snow. So the snow continues to disappear out there. And as far as the weather, otherwise dry weather today and tomorrow, but then a powerful storm system will move across the Midwest as we head into the weekend. We've already been talking about that on some of the previous broadcast, and that's going to lead to some showers and thunderstorms and potential flooding in the Midwest region, and that is of concern because we have the snow that's still melting, especially over east central Illinois and northern and central Indiana and much of Ohio. And then we add heavy rain on top of that, or the potential for heavy rain at least, and that could lead to some significant flooding. The ground is saturated, and we are looking at the rain potential being heaviest Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. Now, there's a threat of, or at least the possible threat of, severe weather for southern parts of the two-state area as we go into Saturday and Saturday night. But right now, the greatest risk area with the storm system appears to be from southern Illinois southward. And the severe weather risk starts on Friday from southern Nebraska on into Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas, and then moves eastward toward the middle and lower Mississippi valleys and lower Ohio Valley and Tennessee Valley as we go into Saturday and Saturday night. Behind that system, we're going to cool down a bit, and we could have some snow showers later on Sunday in some areas, but it doesn't look like a big deal. Most of the precipitation will come on the front side in the form of rain. And as we go through next week, the models today look a lot better for the weather for the All-Day Ag Outlook meeting. Yesterday I mentioned the map showed a little clipper coming through with maybe some snow showers, but now the maps today for next Tuesday have high pressure right over west central Indiana at noon central, 1 p.m. Eastern time, right over the beef house. So if that verifies, that's good news. Looks like a little system may come in on Tuesday night, but another big weather system with more rain and wind coming in later next week, and that could be another big rainmaker followed by some snow on the backside. And in the upper Midwest during all this time, there could be a couple bouts of heavy snow and wind and blizzard conditions. That would include parts of Minnesota and the Dakotas, maybe even into parts of Wisconsin. So if you're traveling northwestward, there's still some winter weather to worry about here, both this weekend and again later next week. Now, in some of the southern hemisphere areas in South Africa, right now we're looking at conditions less than ideal as the grains fill. They may get a few scattered showers, but it is generally dry down there, especially in the northwest. In Argentina, it was dry up until some rain came last weekend. Mostly dry weather will continue until the middle of next week, so conditions for crops have improved a bit, but not much in the way of rain. The northern growing areas of Brazil will stay generally dry during the next 7 days, just a few isolated thunderstorms, so that will be good for harvest and drying out the crops. They could have used the drier weather a few weeks ago, but conditions have improved there. Some rain will be working into southern Brazil around Rio Grande do Sul here over the next few days. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 501 3/4, unchanged. Last trade up 1 1/4. March wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 477, up 1. Last trade up 5. March corn opened at 425.5, down 3/4. Last trade up 1 3/4. December 422, down 1. Last trade up 2. March beans opened at 780 3/4, down 1/2. Last trade up 2 1/4. November 830, down 1. Last trade up 2. March soybean meal opened at 231.20, down 10. Last trade down 30. March soybean oil opened at 3014, up 2. Last trade up 29. Join us next Tuesday at the 2007 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington. Registration underway at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. The first meeting at 9 o'clock Eastern. We'll have panels on soybeans and cash grain, food, fuel, and feed, ethanol in the marketplace, agricultural weather, corn, and crop insurance. We hope to see you there. There is no advance registration required. The meeting is free. Lunch at the Beef House is $8.75. Joining us on the phone is one of the people who will be presenting at the Beef House, and that's Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what did you think of the crush this morning?
Crush number is a good number. It continues to accentuate, though, that we've got huge oil stocks out here. And that we've kind of seen some of that recently, though, with the oil starting to back away, and we're seeing spreading against the meal. The meal's been phenomenally strong, even though basis levels on meal have been relatively light. I do think we'll see the crush slow down because we've seen numerous processors cut their crush back this month. So February's crush ought to see a pretty good slowdown out here, especially when you look at the fact they had plenty of stocks on hand. I think their stocks were up significantly over the last year's stocks at the end of January, for bean stocks, that is. So, you know, the market is still trying to utilize these prices and pushing stuff out, and that's significant. That 275,000 tons of corn were sold to South Korea this morning. It's all optional origin, but people are still concerned about where they're going to get that next bushel and thinking that these things are going higher. And I think you look at yesterday's action, it tells you just how jumpy this market's going to be with any threat to the crop this year. Cropcast, I think, was one that was out yesterday talking about the El Nino and how it could lead towards a wet spring and hot, dry summer, and traders get fired up on it. Funds came in, bought it hard. Typically, they don't stop it one day, so I wouldn't be surprised to see some more buying come in here again today, Dave.
So does March then make a run at that gap at 438 if you look at it on the monthly charts?
I can't imagine that we won't do that at some point, and it may end up being when we roll over to the May, but I would tend to think the March actually makes a run at that here. And really, there's not much in the way of, once you broke through the 420.5 high, the weekly chart high, there's not much out here stopping us from making our way all the way up to $5. It just, technically, there's not much to say that that's not going to happen.
Then let's go ahead and look for your calls this morning.
I'm going to go two better on corn as we come out the gate this morning. Just follow the overnight up. I think they push it right along, and it may be another day that we end up working 4, 5, 6 higher here on the day today. I think guys are out here wanting to buy it. Wheat's given us a little bit of support as the people in Australia are talking about how poor their crops are right now and how it's still dry down there. So wheat was up 5 overnight, and I think you can assume that's probably going to try and push forward also. Beans, I still lean towards beans are 80% driven by what the corn market does. If corn continues to rally, the beans are going to have a hard time not pushing along with them. So I'm going to go with the 2-3 higher opening on the beans also this morning.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of FC Stone, you're listening to WILO Urbana.